Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Brit-Am Broadcasting, Israel. Speaking to you from Jerusalem, the capital of Israel, the capital of the state of Israel. We represent Brit-Am, which believes that the Lost Ten Tribes are now to be found amongst Western peoples. We have proven this, from the Bible and from history. And the details may be found on our website, www.britam.org, BRITAM.org, BritAm.org. Also in our publications that explain why we have this belief and how we justify it. Our present talk concerns Psalm 140. Psalm 140 begins, to the chief musician, a psalm of David. To the chief musician. In Hebrew, the words to the chief musician are the Menatzeach also means to him who grants a victory, to the victorious one. Esau Hirsch, Rabbi Shimson Raphael Hirsch points this out. And at all events, he points out that Limnatzeach is actually dedicating the psalm to God Almighty. God Almighty does have these aspects. The God of Israel gives victory, gives us power to overcome, to defeat our enemies, to defeat our adversaries, to do what we have to do, to come through successful and victorious. God will help us. God is also like a chief musician, like a musical conductor. A musical conductor, we've seen pictures of him, we know what he does. He waves his hands around and his wand in the air. He tells one section of his assembly, of his band, to play, another one to be quiet. Then whilst one section is playing, he brings another section into action. First of all, they start off at a low tempo, and then they increase, whereas the other section lowers its tone, or changes its tone, or adapts its tone, and so the conductor has all the different sections of his band, all the different players doing their own thing when they have to do, and to the extent that they have to do, in tandem with what the others are doing, in consideration of what went before and what will come after and what is needed at the present, and in what degree. So too, God Almighty, as if to say, conducts the world, he conducts world affairs in the same way. And he also conducts our personal affairs. We may see the actions of God Almighty, of the divine being, controlling us, guiding us, and guiding everything around us, so that everything works out to a divine plan, and we can influence this plan to our good and for the good of the world by doing as well as we can and becoming better people. And that is what this psalm is about, this psalm 140. The psalms give us strength and insights as to where we fit into the divine plan and what we can do to enhance our performance before God and man. And that is our task in this world, to do as well as we can so that we fulfill our duties as human beings and as creations of God Almighty, who has created us and given us whatever we have to do his will. Psalms 140 verse 1 continues, "Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man, preserve me from the violent man." We should keep away from evil people, not link up with them, or associate ourselves with them. Keep away from wrongdoers. Don't go hanging out with bad people. Keep your distance. We need to avoid them. We need to seek a divine guidance as to how not to become their victims. Sometimes even people who are supposed to be our friends, our protectors, our guiders, they too have seem to have evil designs or bad designs or negative attributes and attitudes towards us. I'm talking about teachers, educators, ministers, accountants, doctors, sometimes the doctor can give you bad advice. He can tell you to have an operation you may not need that may actually harm you. And bureaucrats, people in offices and governmental offices and so on, they can also give us wrong advice or be negative towards us, or even consider themselves to be helping us and actually harming us. We ask God to help keep us away, keep us distance us. Or we need the divine intervention to enable us to distance ourselves from pernicious elements. And only if God helps us can we come through, can we overcome. And this is what this thing is about. Also on the international level, we have a whole countries, regimes that prey on others, that enslave others. We have Muslims who enslave Africans, who persecute Africans, who persecute their own people. We have all kinds of evil regimes in the world. We also have evil and pernicious and murderous organizations, terrorist organizations that want to kill us, that want to destroy us because we are what we are. Also, the very word violent man in Hebrew is ish hamasim. In other words, ish hamasim, a man of hamas. Hamas is one of the major Islamic, Arabic terror organizations, and it rules over Gaza. The Gaza Strip is ruled by Hamas. And in Hebrew, the same word, or there's a word spelt in exactly the same way, and sounding exactly the same, describes Hamas and describes a word for violence and violent men. And we're asking God to keep us away from them, to let them not harm us, to protect us from them. And we need protection. We should not belittle these people. They are harmful, they are evil. And they want to harm us, and they are liable to do so unless God Almighty protects us from them. As it says in Psalm 140, verse 2, they imagine mischief, they imagine evil in their heart. They continually gather together for war to hurt us. They are not friends of ours. They are our enemies, and they want to harm us, and we should be aware of it and ask God to help protect us from them. They have sharpened their tongues, as it says in Psalm 140, verse 3. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent, like snakes, who speak evil things. Adder's poison is under their lips. They have like the snake. They speak as if like poisonous snakes who say evil things, who say ridiculously wicked things about us, about the Jewish people, about the state of Israel, about the Americans, about the USA. About all good people, they just spread lies. They say the most horrible, wicked, evil, false things imaginable. And so we tend to dismiss them. After all, how can a normal person lives a normal life with a clean head and a healthy attitude? How much evil and ridiculous statements can he afford to relate to? Let these crazy perverts, these mad imbeciles, these illiterate, primitive, stupid foreigners say whatever they like. Why should I care about it? Why should I get upset about the falsehoods and the slanders and the evil lies they spread? Nevertheless, despite that, we should be aware of them. We should know that they can harm us. Even words can harm. They say enough lies. Eventually, people who we do not want to be influenced negatively will be influenced negatively by lies. We have to counter lies. We have to show that lies are what they are, not true. We have to work for the truth. And not everyone can do this, but those who can should. And we also shouldn't realize that unless God Almighty helps us, we will be overcome by this evil that is directed towards us. So in this psalm, we ask the Almighty God to protect us and guide us, and let these falsehoods, this evil speech of these bad people not harm us. And it continues in Psalm 140, verse 4, "Keep me, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from the violent man who will propose to overthrow my goings." The people who are wicked, who are bad, who want to harm us, and David is representing us. David represents in this psalm all God-fearing people. We should know that there are certain elements in this world that are against us. They may not always make themselves prominent, we may not always be aware of them, but there are people who want to hurt us. As the next verse says, 145, the proud have hid a snare for me, and cords like ropes, they have spread a net by the wayside, they have set traps for me, and so on. They are trying to harm me, to upset me. They want to hurt us. They want to hurt God-fearing people. And you should be aware of it. Even sometimes you're not there, and this is what happens. This is what happens, how we do get caught up in evil, how evil does harm us. Traps, things we are not necessarily aware of, have been set for us, and we ask God to protect us from them. I don't know. Sometimes a person wants to look at a television program. He wants to look at a DVD movie. He wants some type of break, some type of diversion. Sometimes he needs it. We'll be set by tensions. We'll have struggles in this world, and sometimes you need a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of diversion, a little bit of vicarious living. So we begin to look at what are these programs and so on. What we're looking for is maybe an action movie, which the hero defeats evil men. He overcomes the forces of darkness, or a little bit of romance. For a woman can learn perhaps how to enhance her relationship to her husband and strengthen the family values. And so on, and these things are positive in themselves, are not necessarily wrong, but often in these programs that they put in insidious messages, they insert things that we would not otherwise be prepared to listen to. They, as if to say, trap us. They show and make us look, cause us to look at things that if we knew they were there, we wouldn't necessarily go and look at them. Or they send us messages that we would not relate to if it was not for the fact that we were looking for something else. These are traps. These are traps that have been set for us and which ask God Almighty to protect us from. Also, we have conspiracy theories. Conspiracy theories can be exciting. They can be interesting. You're an intellectual person, not even an intellectual. You are a reasonably intelligent person who likes to keep himself informed, read newspapers, look at the news, think for himself. And suddenly you come across conspiracy theories, and the conspiracy theories often answer certain questions we have about big business and government agencies and all types of the media and so on, as if to say plotting against us and to harm us. And these conspiracy theories start to explain everything to us, start to tell us things that we'd already suspected were that way. They also give us information that we otherwise would not have been able to obtain. And so we get sucked in, we get pulled into it, and before we know it, our thought processes become perverted and twisted and poisoned, and it's hard to get out of it. That is also a trap. They are traps. And so too, the evil people set traps for the righteous, and they plan somehow to rape or molest women, to get good women into their clutches somehow or other. Or to rob a person, or beat them up, or exploit them, exploit the innocent. There are evil people like that about. And if God doesn't help us, there are situations when we can become victims of such evil. And we ask God Almighty in this psalm to protect us and look after us and show us the way to conduct ourselves so that we not fall a victim to the evildoers. Psalm 140 verse 6 said, I said unto the Lord, You are my God, hear the voice of my supplications, O Lord. The Almighty is our God, He is what we have. We have, God is what we have. This is what the verse is saying, God is what we have. We pray to God, He is what we have. Okay, we're not worthy, you're nothing, you're nobody. Or maybe you are somebody, or you're not as good as you should be. Maybe you don't deserve it, okay? For some reason or other, maybe you've done something, thought something, been something, or had something inherent in us that makes us, or not inherent, either inherent in us or through our actions, it doesn't matter, through some, doesn't matter what the causes are. Now we find ourselves as if to say doubtful, as if we are worthy that God should help us of ourselves. Doesn't matter, we still beside the God, beside the God Almighty, you are our God. You are the only God we have. We are calling upon you. And you forbid us to go to other gods to seek help elsewhere. Or even though that we wouldn't help us anyway, it doesn't matter. You want us to come to you, God Almighty. You want us to worship you, do your will. And you are what we have. And therefore, please help us. And you'll hear it. And that is how we are being told to pray. That is what our attitude should be. That is what this psalm is saying. And if we do that, God will help us. God will help all of us. And he will direct us. Psalm 140 verse 7 said, O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation. You have covered my head in the day of battle. So anyone who is indulged in martial arts, or any other type of conflict, he knows that the head is the most vulnerable part of the body. And the Almighty protects us and he saves us. And God Almighty is our Savior. He looks after us. And he has done that in the past. On many occasions, we only have to think back and realize that God has saved us and God has protected us. And he will continue to do so, especially if we strive, endeavor to do his will. Psalm 148 says, Grant not, O Lord, the desires of the wicked, further not his wicked device, lest they exalt themselves, Selah. And even if we, for some reason, you've done bad, you haven't been as good as you should have been. Maybe you've done things that you should be ashamed of, and you deserve punishment. Maybe you might deserve that the wicked people take it out on you, as if to say. Nevertheless, we ask God to protect us, and not let us fall into their clutches. We ask God Almighty to help us, and to look, watch over us, and save us. So that the wicked do not exalt themselves, do not think that they have overcome us through any virtue of their own. We for the sake of God Almighty, we ask him to help us, whether we deserve it or not, and he will do so. And this expression is, they exalt themselves, Selah, in Hebrews, Yarumu, Selah, Yarumu is from the Yah part, in this case, is part of a verb, a verbal form, third person, first person singular, Yurumu, Rumu is means exalt, lift up. It also sounds similar to the Hebrew pronunciation of Roma or Rome, the city of Rome. In ancient times, there was a tradition that the Romans had been founded by the descendants of Esau, who were known as Edom or Edomites. And so too had been some sections of the Germanic peoples. The sages of Megillah 6 says that this verse is referring to Rome and the 300 principalities of Germany that existed in their time. They said that if they ever unite, come together, they will destroy the world. And this is indeed what happened. In the period 1866 to 1870, the German Empire was formed. The German Reich was created shortly afterwards. It was created under the hegemony of William I, the King of Prussia, who had then before then been the King of Prussia, and then they created the German Empire. Shortly afterwards, in 1914-1918, they fought the First World War, which was the greatest war that had ever taken place up until then, as far as we know. And many people were killed in that war, and there was much suffering that resulted. After that, we had the Second World War and the Holocaust. And now we see the EU and the United Europe emerging, all of Europe being dominated by Germany, becoming a new power. And they're reaching out to unite with North Africa and Arab states, creating Eurabia. And they are just in the process of forming this entity. They themselves do not know where they are going. But they are liable to be plotting against us, to be plotting against the Israelite nations, to be plotting against North America, and they are liable to harm us. So we ask God to help us and save us from these evil people. And the others are Germans, and there are Russians and Japanese and Chinese, all plotting against us, all wanting to harm us. And Muslims who put millions of dollars into planning to take us over and destroy us, to destroy the world as we know it. And we should realize that we need God to protect us and help us and look after us, and if God does not do so, we are in bad trouble. So we have to do what we can to pray to the God Almighty, to live in a God-fearing manner as much as we can, and do what we can in a positive direction. We should also support BritAm, our own organization, the Ten Tribes Movement, BritAm, the Ten Tribes Movement, because we can help. We spread a good message. We help people know how to live a better life, to know how to worship God Almighty, to appreciate the Bible, to know who they are, to realize their Israelite ancestry, and that they have obligations and a purpose in this world. And we do good, and we help you. We are on the side of those who do good, and you too, if you should do good, wish to do good, be on the side of Almighty, you should help our organization and similar organizations. You should help us, because we need help, and we are there for you. We are there for you, to be helped by you and through you, to help you and others like yourselves. Continues. And in this Psalm 140, we're asking God to guide us and look after us, and God Almighty will help us. And in Psalms 140 verse 9, he says, "As for the head of those that compass me about, let the mischief of their own lips cover them. Evil destroys itself in the long run, and will bring about their own downfall. Its burning coals fall upon them, let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again, let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him." A violent person, an evil person, will be destroyed by his own bad deeds, by the own negative forces that he sets in motion, will ultimately come to eat him up, to swallow him up, to devour him, to burn him. That is what Psalm 140 is saying. And I know, it says Psalm 140 verse 12, "I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Those who are afflicted, those who are oppressed, those who are suffering will be helped. God Almighty will help them." As it says in Psalm 140 verse 13, "Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto your name." Now he's calling the name of God. "We shall give thanks unto God. The upright shall dwell in thy presence." We have to seek the closeness of God. God will guide us. God will give us part of himself, part of his spaceship, to say, in this world, in this existence, to dwell in well, to dwell in a way that we will be able to do what we have been placed on this earth to do. But thank you very much. For more details on these matters and on the Lost Ten Tribes, and Western peoples, go to our website, www.britam.org, BritAm.org, BritAm.org. May God be with you. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, BritAm Broadcasting Israel. Thank you.